Okay, today's daf is Megillah, daf Lamed, third to last daf here, Maseches Megillah, and today we'll talk about what the Gemara discusses, relating to what the Gemara discusses, about Purim Meshulash, about Purim falling out on Shabbos. When could Purim fall out on Shabbos? So according to our calendar, Purim, Yudalid cannot fall out on Shabbos, but Tesvav can fall out on Shabbos. And that's what the Gemara talks about here about Parsha Zachar. Parsha Zachar, when do you lay in Parsha Zachar? So we know Parsha Zachar is laying if Purim falls out on Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh Adar, if Purim falls out on Shabbos, so then there is a discussion about whether, when Parsha Zachar is read. So if you look at the Gemara tells us Purim Shechali is Be'erev Shabbos. If Purim falls out on Friday, then there's Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. When do you lay in Parsha Zachar? Right, Purim can fall out on Friday, according to our calendar, Yudalid. So we hold like Rav Amar Makdimin Parsha Zachar. We lay in Parsha Zachar the week before, 6 days before Purim. Shmuel Amar Machmir. Shmuel says, no, you laid it the following day. Wow. You have Parsha Zachar after Purim. Rav Amar Makdimin Kechei Lo Tikdu Masila Zechira. Rav says you have to be Makdimim because first you have to have the Zechira, the remembering, Zachari Sashur Asalcha Malik, and only after that then you have the Asiyah of Purim. Ushmuel Amar Machrin. Why? Amar Lacha Kivan Deika Mukafin Da Avdi B'Chamesar. Because after all, on the 15th, which is Shabbos, you have people doing the Asiyah that day anyway. So Asiyah V'Zechira B'Hadiyah Dadikasin. So it's overlapping. Says the Gemara, it's Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Tanan Bishniya Zachar V'Haki Mikla Reish Yarcha. So the Gemara says, one second, doesn't the Mishnah say on the second Parsha of the four, you lay in Parsha Zachar? V'Haki Mikla Reish Yarcha B'Shabbos. But one second, when the Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Mikla Purim B'Erev Shabbos. Then it falls out on Erev Shabbos, V'Ktani, it says Bishniya Zachar. So you see, Shniya Zachar, isn't that Akasha? Because the second one should be Zachar, Raya to Rav. So Amar Papa, my Shniya Shniya L'Hafsaka. No, it means the second to the Hafsaka. I mean, you could have a break in between, as the Gemara is going to say on the next daf, about the, you know, how you, and how Rashi discusses Simin of Zatu Budarubiyu. You have a break in the middle. Okay, either way, this is the discussion of when Parsha Zachar is. But implicit in this, as we will see, is an issue related to Purim Meshulash. So the question is, when Purim falls out on when Tesvav falls out on Shabbos, what do you do in Yerushalayim and the walled cities? When Yud Dalet cannot fall out on Shabbos, but when Yud Dalet falls out on Friday, so you do everything on Friday in Yud Dalet. What about Tesvav? What about the walled cities? So we already had earlier back on Dav Dalet that you cannot lay in the Megillah. There is no Megillah that is laid on Shabbos because of Gzeira de Rabba, right? So it's just like Shofar, just like Lulav. So we have Rabba said, "Tukuli Abamiya Megillah b'Shabbos lo Karinan on Dav Dalet my Taima." Everybody has to read the Megillah, but not everybody is a Baki in the Megillah. Gezerah, Shemi Yitzlana Biyado. So we're worried, maybe if you have to lay the Megillah, maybe somebody will take it. V'yelech etzol Baki lomod, v'yavi rena Dalet Amos, which is a Rabbim. It'll go ask a Baki, and it'll carry Dalet Amos, v'hainu time at the Shofar, v'hainu time at the Lulav. And that's why Shofar and Lulav also, that's reason number one, we don't lay the Megillah. And Rav Yosef Amar Mebnei Sheinan Shal Aniyim Nesuos Mikra Megillah, because the Aniyim always know Mikra Megillah equals Matanos Lavyonim. You can't get Matanos Lavyonim on Shabbos. So therefore, we don't lay the Megillah on Shabbos because we don't want them to be depressed. So therefore, what do? We lay the Megillah the day before. So when Tesvav falls out on Shabbos, so then we are mocked in the Megillah, and everybody in the world lays the Megillah on Friday on Yud Dalet. Good. Push it up. What about the other mitzvahs hayom? The other mitzvahs hayom are not clear. When do we do those when Tesvav falls down on Shabbos? That is not clear in the Gemara at all. Megillah is clear. The Megillah is done on Friday. But when is the Seuda? The Seuda is not clear in Shas. When is the Seuda supposed to be done? So if you look, there are some Deyas in the Rishonim. The Meiri and the Ran both quote a Deya. You do it on Friday. You do it with the Megillah. Mikol Makom Yesh Mefarshim says the Meiri. Shemayacher Shemakdimin B'Kriyas HaMegillah Kamoshe Bi'arnu. Just like we're makdim in the Megillah. Af Hein Makdimin B'Simcha. V'lo Nomar Ein Simcha Ela Bizmana Ela Bagdamas Kfarim. Right, you're mocked in the Simcha also, and you do that on Friday. right? Ein simcha l'bizmana is only bakdamas kfarim. That if a kfar lands on the 13th or the 12th or the 11th, you still only do the suda on the 14th. But by the krachim, where the laning is being done earlier, so this is also being done earlier, but this is not what the Rif says. The Rif quotes the Yerushalmi that that it is not done, it cannot be done on Friday because lo matas man chiyuvayu, right? The it's not Purim yet. In the Kfarim, you push it off till the day of Purim. You're allowed to be mocked in the Megillah, but you can't have the Suda earlier. Vahanach says the Rif. Remember the Mishnah said in the first parak, Tishabav and Hakel your Ma'achrin. Tishabav. Why I do we produce a lo makdeminon? Vahanach akati lo mata zman chiyuvayu. The zman chiyuv didn't come yet, and therefore you can't do it on Friday. It's not Purim yet. Fine. So most say you have the suda on Sunday. Why? Why not on Shabbos? Why can't you have the suda on Shabbos? What malacha are you doing? So the Yerushalmi says in the first parak, and all the Rishonim quote the Yerushalmi that you need Purim Suuda on a day that's clearly Chol. Degar Sinan, says the Rif and the Ran, Rabbi Zeira, Boi Kumi, Rabbi Yavo, V'yasu Osam B'Shabbos, why don't you do the Suuda on Shabbos? Amar Le La'asos Osam Yimei Mishneh V'Simcha Ksiv. Right? Make the days of Mishneh and Simcha. You shall make the days of Mishneh and Simcha. Eshe Simchaso Tluya Be'Bezdin. So, only days that the Simcha is totally on Bezdin, like a weekday, Yotzah Zeshes, Simchas, Tuli, B'dei Shemayim, excluding Shabbos, which is not totally on Bezdin, when Shabbos is, that's why B'dei Shemayim, the Simcha Shabbos, Eina, Mitakanis Mordechai, She Simchas, B'dei Shemayim, who's. The Yerushalmi says that you need a Suda on the day that Bezdin makes holy, not a day that Shemayim makes holy. It must be Nikar, Lechor, that it's a Suudas Purim, and therefore, this is what we do. The Meiri gives a halachic reason that maybe the Mishloach Manos always go with the Seuda, and you don't want to run into problems with the Mishloach Manos being carried out, and maybe that's included in the Gzeira Deraba, or maybe there's an issue of Kinyanim on Shabbos. When you give Mishloach Manos, there's going to be an issue of Kinyanim, which doesn't seem to be the problem, because the Shmir Shabbos notes that many Rishonim say that one is allowed to be makne l'shei mitzvah. The Shmir Shabbos says in 29:29, chavtes, oser litein matana b'Shabbos ayantiv. Generally, if there's no tzarech mitzvah or other tzarech, you can't give a matana. That's included in the Isser of Kinyanim b'Shabbos and Yantiv. Ela imkein yesh but tzarech Shabbos o Yantiv. Unless there's a tzarech, the tzarech of Shabbos or tzarech of Yantiv, or tzarech mitzvah sayom. Kigon, hanosein esrog o lulav matana lachaveiro. If there's only one lulav in town, and on the first day of Yantif, we know the lulav has to be yours, lakachtem lachem, then you could give the lulav the dalad minim. The Gemara talks about that. The Gemara talks about in Sukkah that if you give it to a katan, that would be a problem. Because a katan might be able to be kona it, but they can't be makne it to you back. But in terms of another gadol, no problem. So hanosein esrog o lulav matana lachaveiro, beyond the reach of Josukkah, is kadesha la yucha lekayim boasa mitzvah. No problem. The iser, therefore, l'shei mitzvah is okay. The iser zesh anosinas matana b'Shabbos ubiyantav chal gamal anosin v'gamal l'makabel. The iser drabanan is on both, the nosin and the makabel. V'habal litein matana b'Shabbos. So what happens if you want to give a matana Shabbos? Ubiyantav l'chatana d'resha l'bar mitzvah. You give it to a bar mitzvah boy. So what do you do, assuming that's not as much of a tzorach mitzvah, right? Dalan minim is a tzorach mitzvah. You have to give it today. There's no other choice. Or, in our case, it would have been mishloach manos. You know, it would have been if that would have been the chi, if that would have been the mitzvah. But if you don't want to do that, so then yakne osaloi de achim od yom, you have the choices. So be mezakeh to them. Zachal adam shlo b'fanav. We know you can be mezakeh to them before Shabbos. And then they can order it on Shabbos. If somebody wants to give a present on Shabbos, you want to give a bottle of wine. V'im lo asakein, yiskavin ha-makabash lo lezakas b'matana el ha-achar tzeis hayom. Or the other way, that sometimes people have kavana not to be kona it until afterwards. So again, so what would be the problem of the Suda on Shabbos? So it might be a halachic issue, number one, maybe a kinyanim issue, but we said maybe that's not such an issue. We said the Meiri mentions that maybe it's a chashash of hotza'a dal ramos, or avara mirishus l'rishus. Maybe it's including Zerah de Rabba. Lamaisa, though, we hold like this. The Shulchan Aruch passings like this Yerushalmi quoted in the Rif and the Ran that we do not do the Seuda on Shabbos. Yom Shulchan Aruch says Yom Chamisha Asar Shechalias B'Shabbos Ein Korin Hamegillah B'Shabbos. So fine, we know that from Shas from the Gemara. Elamakdim in the Grosa Be'er Shabbos V'Govim Ma'os Matanos Lev Aniim, and also as the Gemara said Matanos Lev Yonim goes with Megillah U'Machalkem Al Sambo Bayom U'Biyom HaShabbos. What do you do on Shabbos? No suda. The laning of Purim is on Shabbos. The Omer Malanisim. They know some sudas Purim on Yom Echad B'Shabbos. We don't do the suda until Sunday. But based on that, Yerushalmi. The Rambam does not mention this Yerushalmi. The Rambam quotes that you're mocked in the Megillah does not mention the Yerushalmi. So some say that maybe he would allow the suda on Shabbos. Maybe he would allow it. Maybe that's the Pasha of the Bavli, because the Bavli doesn't say anything about it. The Bavli just says that we're mocked in the Megillah. Doesn't say anything about the Suda. So maybe that gives the impression that once you give it on Shabbos. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Yerushalmi explaining the Shulchan Aruch, but then says, V'hine ma'aral chabiv harich lochiech the Bavli shalanu eno sover kein. V'daitu shasudhi b'Shabbos. V'asakein ma'isib Yerushalayim. V'gam mishloch manos b'Shabbos. Ki amanos hemi suda. V'aradvaz pasak ha-Shulchan Aruch. V'chidu das ha-magad Avram. V'akar b'desanel. But the Mishnah Berurah does quote the Maharal Bach. Who is the Maharal Bach? Maharal Bach was one of the great Gedolim at the time of the Shulchan Aruch, 1483 to 1545. He was Reb Levi Maharal Bach, Reb Levi ben Chabiv. Right? He was the son of the Ein Yaakov, right? The classic commentary on Agada. He's famous for being anti-restarting the Smicha. Right? It was the Maharal Bach in Yerushalayim. And the Mahari Bei Rav in Tzfat, that was the Machlokas, whether to give the Rabbi Yosef Cairo smicha. The Mahari Bei Rav gave him smicha, and the Maharal Bach said you cannot start the smicha without the Rabbanim of Yerushalayim. Right, they are the center of the halachic world. So there he writes in Siman Lamed Beis, that nothing to do with us, but that's just what he's famous for. He writes, Bavoi li Yerakadosh Azoz Yerushalayim Yerakodesh, I came to Yerushalayim Barach Meshamayim and Asati Alibi, Lodas Maisa Mitzvos Anuhukos Ba. So I started looking around, what are the Minhagim of Yerushalayim Yerakodesh? Ula Yizakeni Tsuri Lakaiman Karaui. Maybe I'll be Zochad to be Bekaim Mitzvos. Ba Lidei Bitochan Mitzvos Purim, Kishachal Tesla Vishabis. So it was Tezvav on Shabbos, v'yadavar chadash etzli. This is only new to me, says the Mari Ibn Chabiv, right? Because he was from Spain. Yan ki ha'ir hakadosha azos, hi vadei mukefes chobam v'yot yishu benun. Right? It's the only one that's a vadei. Kemuzkar b'mishnah sof erichin. Ubioso nofal apurim b'chol, vadei kar b'tezvav dafka. So when Purim falls on a weekday, so yadavka read on the 15th, which is also something new that he never saw before. V'shar dini apurim chiv kulam, hu b'yoma hu ba'atzmo. V'ein lanu b'yudalad zulas, she'asur b'hesper v'tainis. The only thing in Yerushalayim that happens on Yudalid is the Isser Hesper v'tainis. V'chol hayaros shenis galdalti bohem, all the cities that I grew up in, hayuvade bilti mukafos. Oh, suffik mukafos. Ubohen ikir chiyuvay b'tzos perim hayu b'yudalid. Right, that's Yudalid, fine. Amnam b'kan she'ikir achiv hu b'tezvav nafal asavik b'neinu. B'ksas chiyuv dine apurim masay nekayim osam. What should we do? B'yos heyos ba mifurish b'sifri aposkim masay hayu aksasim b'ksasim lo kasvu davar. Some of them are clear, like in the Gemara, Megillah, and some of them are not clear. V'utzrachnu laseis v'laseis b'hem v'yachar mas v'matan olsa haskamos rov chachme ya'ir hazos tibarevis yikari l'darti aksara v'hi ma she'omer. Rishona, askir chiyah mitzvahs purim b'kama dvarav u'omar kiyem shisha. Six things, he says. Gimel tluyim b'dibur, the gimel b'maisa. Three dibur and three maisa. Gimel tluyim b'dibur. Hey, mikra megillah, v'hakriya b'tora, v'hahaftora. The lomar alanisim b'tfilu b'rechas amazon. The three mitzvahs tluyim b'dibur is mikra megillah, kriyas haftora, laning, and alhanisim. So when are those three? So I say mikra megillah is Friday. Laning and alhanisim is Shabbos. Hagimot tliyim b'maisa. What about tliyim b'maisa? Suuda mishloach manos ishtoreo mataros levyonim. So we know clearly some of them, but not all the others. Mikra megillah, that's mefurish b'li cholik. Kurim b'yom vav Friday shu yudalan. Mataros levyonim nirish adina b'yudalan. Mataros levyonim also because of the enei nesuos. Kikriyas Megillah. V'nil mozeh mitam shadas and Rav Yosef, akdamas kriyas Megillah, as we just mentioned, ne'enehem nesuos. V'chein tani b'gemara, hol v'amr makvar makdimin v'chulu. V'chein kasav ha-rambam. And he quotes the Rambam. The Sarachin, Loma Kasim, Chalka, but Yemen, Loma, Machalkin, Fukahilis, Badomal, Mishta, Lomela, Magabishta. Let's Venira, let's find where he now talks about the Seuda. He talks about the Megillah. Hakriya Batara Nira Shu B'Shabbos. V'nilmo Zemeya Mishta Shamer V'Perva. Yavo Amalek U'Perva L'Bnei HaKrachim U'B'Tesvav Dafka Megillah. So as we're going to see, Friday is Mikra Megillah and Matanas Lev Yonim. That's two. Shabbos is Laning and Al Hanisim. Right, that's on Shabbos. You're having Alanisim without a Suda. You can have a Suda without Alanisim. There's no reason to be mocked in the laning. Right, that's not included in Zira de Rabba. You're never mocked in the laning. What Haftorah do you do? What Haftorah do you do for Purim? There is no Haftorah that we do on Purim. Right, so what is it? So he says, Maftirin Pakadati. Right, you have the same Haftorah that you had the before. V'yavagav shem Maftirin b'Shabbos hakod b'parshas Zachar, ein chashash b'zeh klal. There's no problem. Right, this is the answer to a trivia question. The only time you ever have two Haftorahs, the same Haftorah, 2 weeks in a row. Good. What about this Seuda? So now he says, Yisafek. Ki kfir, nir vi Yerushalmi ma'achar masal yom rishon, v'chein avi yorif, nir deroi lasos kein. Aval he says, ha'emesh ha'davar zeh kashem olu seichel ha'kavlo. I find it very hard to accept that. Ki v'chachi of Seuda, b'purim anu lamedim, you learned it from Simcha u'mishte. And the Iker Pasuk is connoting an Isra of Hespenatitis, and here in Yerushalayim, you're allowed to have Hespenatitis on Sunday. So the day that you're allowed to have Hespenatitis, that's the day that you're gonna have the Suda. So he says, V'ineni modesh ha'toas gadol lehi elai lachlok al zeh mikoach ha'seichel. I know I'm being cholik on the Yerushalmi mikoach ha'seichel, but what can I do? The Rambam does not quote the Yerushalmi. The Bavli does not have the Yerushalmi. So I think, Yish lasos ma'isalpeh, I think we should go like the Rambam. Or we should go like the Pashas or the Bavli, and that is to have the Seuda on Shabbos. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is. And the Minhag is to do it on Sunday, but again, maybe to have an extra Seuda, have another Seuda on Shabbos and Sunday, right? Have a little of both, so that you could be Yotze the Din, because we're not sure exactly who to hold like. Okay, there is the Meshech Chachma notes. He says maybe you should do it on Motzei Shabbos, right? He says maybe because that's when the war was, and then you could go by the Laila Holech Achar Hayom Shelafanav, according to the Umos Olam calendar. Says the Meshech Chachma on Megillas Esther. Lekaimis Yimei Purim Ela Bismanahem Yitachein. It's possible. Ki Eitzel Ha'amim Monin Hayom Yob Valaila. That's what they have the night that follows the previous day. And the nace was the 14th and that night. The day before. So you could have a little bit related to Tesvav and a little bit related to Tezayin. There's no Lo Yavar because that's only the next day. Right? The problem is, we generally assume that a Seudas Purim at night, you're not Yotze. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tafri Sadi, hey, Seudas Purim, Sha'asa Balayla, Lo Yotze De Chavaso. Yotze De Chavaso. So you have to say, this is different, right? A regular Seudas Purim the night before, but the night after is okay. But if you look in the Ha'aris of the Meshech Chachma, Rav Kuperman explains, Obedas Rabbeinu Nireh, Dibet Purim HaMishulash, Geder HaSeuda Hu Tashlum L'Seudas Tezvav. Ve'en Zachiyev Seuda Mechudash B'Tezayin. Obekei Agavra Da Seuda Hi Tashlum Ein Din Yom Davka. The Yemei Mishta V'Simcha Ne'emar Al Iker Kfiyas Man HaSeuda Shiyev Hayom. Avala HaShlima Begavna shetiknu hashlama kmo b'tesav shechal b'shabes efshar af b'layla maybe af b'layla. This is the discussion. If you look in the Yerach Kodesh v'Mikdash, Rav Tukuchinsky quotes the different minhagim. He quotes from the Maharal Bach and he quotes from the other Rishonim and he quotes from the Pri Chadash. Lafichach yesh machmirim lasus suudas purim umishloach manos gam b'shabes v'gam b'yom aleph v'chein nohag hagon Rav Shmuel Salant. That's what some of the greats in Yerushalayim did because we weren't sure. So again, Lamaise, it comes out that it's two, two, and two. On Friday we have Mikra Megillah and Matanas Lavyonim. On Shabbos we have Alanisim and Laning. and with the Haftorah of the same Haftorah of the last week, and on Sunday we have Mishloach Manos and Seudas Purim. There are other discussions also of some other issues that come up. What about a Katan Shehigdil? Right, we had a shiur about that a few weeks ago. What about Shol and Vidarshin? Right, is there Shol and Vidarshin on that day or on Shabbos day or on Sunday? But these are some of the issues, but we mostly spoke about the issue of Seudah.